A very good afternoon to you and welcome to The Sunny Side. This is your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Gabriella. We've come to the seventh day in the month of June. What a day to be alive. It's still a very sad day in Nigeria. Still talking about the level of insecurity with the all killings that happened on Sunday afternoon in that cathedral. It's painful to see that up until now, there's been no lead regarding the culprits. All we have gotten are statements condemning, consoling, compensating. But is that what Nigerians want at this time? Is it? Or do we want some justice for the lives that have been lost and for the people who are in the hospital receiving treatment? It's another day to hope and pray. These are things that we have become experts in Nigeria. Hoping and praying. We'll do it because we're great at it. So let's keep hoping and praying that things get better in Nigeria. Let's get into the conversation today. Welcome once again to The Sunny Side on your radio. As always, we have interesting conversations lined up for you. We're going to start up talking about food handling. Yeah, I'll tell you my personal experience when it comes to poor food handling. And then we get to talk about how you think we can improve food handling, especially in our public markets. Remember, you'll have the chance to be a part of the conversation, all our conversations as a matter of fact. So keep your fingers crossed. And right after this break, the conversation will begin and we will do what we do best. We will talk.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On The Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of The Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. And let's talk.
Welcome back to your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. I am Gabriella. Let me tell you a quick story. What year was that? I think that was in 2019. Yes, in 2019. Do you know I was this close to dying in 2019? Let me tell you what happened. So I was on a road trip from Abuja to Port Harcourt on this certain weekend. I had traveled for someone's child's naming ceremony, church dedication. So I was coming back. Oh, you know how traveling by road, you know, from Abuja to Port Harcourt, you make a stop in Lokoja, right? And you know there is this food market in Lokoja. I mean, that's where people, travelers stop to buy yam, plantain, potatoes, tomatoes, fish, you know, which is the core in Lokoja, right? People do that a lot. So as you know, onions, coconut, you name it. So like every other traveler, I decided to, just look around and see what I could get. And I saw this dry fish. It looked really good. The price was great. I negotiated for a better price. I got it. But before I bought that one, she told me, hey, you can taste it. It's really, what do they call those kind of dry fish? You know, the ones that are, what do they call them? I can't remember. The ones that fill your mouth, there is a nickname for it, you know. So she said, oh, yes, that kind of fish, taste it. And she caught a very tiny, weeny piece for me to taste. I tasted it. It was really great. And I eventually negotiated and I bought it. About maybe 7-10 minutes after that, the driver beckoned and said, oh, yeah, oh, passengers, let's continue our journey. We get in the bus and we start to drive. We had just driven about five minutes. We hadn't even left the entire premises of that that location of the market, that Lokoja market. We were still just in transit around that area. Less than 5 minutes, I started to throw up. I was throwing up. I was losing strength. I got very dizzy. In fact, in a split, I went from 100 to 0 in like 2 minutes. And about 10 minutes later, I couldn't even see anything. I couldn't hear anything anymore. And then the only thing I could hear was the driver saying he had one drug that could help me. Will I take it? And with the last strength I could muster, I nodded my head saying yes. And in my head, I'm like, whatever you can give me right now, I don't care. Let me have it so I can feel better. At that point, I thought I was going to die because it wasn't normal. I literally lost strength. Someone had to put me on his back, you know, to get back on the bus after I had, you know, gone through a series of bouts of throwing up outside. And then the driver brings his tablet. I take it. And then after a few more, you know, bouts of throwing up, I feel better and I sleep off. And then eventually we get to Port Harcourt later that night. And then I was able to muster strength to get home. I got to the hospital the next day. And then the doctor said it was food poisoning. Right? Now, this was the very next day. The doctor says, oh, food poisoning, must have been something you ate. It was contaminated. And then I immediately thought about that fish. And I said, damn, it has to be that fish. So I get back home the next day, that day from the hospital, to go look at the fish that I bought. My intention was to throw it away since the doctor said it was contaminated. And since that tiny weenie piss I had tasted, you know, almost killed me. So I went into my kitchen, brought it out from where I'd kept it with the intention to throw it away, only for me to pick up this fish and there were worms all over the bag, the nylon bag. And then that made me open the nylon bag. I opened it and lo and behold, I mean, if there were, how do I put it? If there were no worms at all, there were at least 100. I could literally not see the fish. I had to touch it to know the fish was there. That's how many worms were all over the place. And then I obviously threw it out, you know, cleaned the area, disinfected, etc., etc. That has been my one and only experience when it comes to food contamination. But I hear stories every single day of people who ate something, who drank something, and then they suffered diarrhea, you know, because of food contamination or food poisoning. There's some that are as severe as actually killing them. And I can understand and relate with that because I also had that experience. You literally lose all the fluid in your body and you get dehydrated and you die. It's as severe as that. And that's what we're talking about food handling today on the show. Now, according to a report, farmers, small and medium-scale food handlers and processors in Nigeria have been urged to embrace good agricultural and post-harvest food practices so that they're able to reduce death-related diseases and poisoning, like what I just mentioned, food contamination and food poisoning, also as diarrhea. Now, there's World Food Safety Day. That happens every day. Every year. It's celebrated all over the world. And the WHO, the World Health Organization, says that food-related diseases actually affect one in every 10 people every single year. Every single year, at least one in 10 people across the world would suffer a food-related disease. Could be food contamination, could be food poisoning, etc. Now, this body actually spoke to a food post-harvest specialist. Now, these people are the ones who, you know, go undertake investigations, speak to farmers, actually look at how they keep their foods and preserve their foods. And they actually said that the use of chemicals in ripening fruits, the use of insecticides on smoked fish, which is probably the case that I suffered, and washing of fruits with unclean water, you know, applying chemicals on beans to prevent pests. I have heard and seen that one happen. Some people even use detergents, you know, in preserving fufu, you know, saying that, oh, it's so that it doesn't get bad quickly. These experts actually say that these habits, these practices can actually, you know, harm public health. It can actually kill, it has a tendency to kill you even faster. And they also went on to warn Nigerians against eating foods with excessive smoke deposits like smoked fish that was not properly processed. I'll get to the figures later. I have statistics looking at me right now. I'll be sharing that with you, global statistics and that for Nigeria as well. That will just show you how important food handling is, because if one out of five medical conditions, that health conditions that people suffer is as a result of poor food handling, that goes to show how important it is the way we handle food. Now, everyone can relate to this because we all eat food. every day. You go to the market and you buy food. Think about your market. I mean, if you were at the market yesterday or 2 days ago, we all go to the market, right? That pomo you wanted to buy, see the flies that were, you know, flying around it. That pomo you wanted to buy, look at the water it was kept in. You know, they actually keep those things in water. Look at the water. Is it clean water? That periwinkle you wanted to buy, that water it's coming out from, look at that water. When you actually take a look at the environment in the market, it makes you see that. I kind of feel like, wow, it means that we have been, you know, jeopardizing our own health. And that's why we're having this conversation on this hour. I would like to hear from you, of course. I'm going to open the phone lines in a minute. And be honest, be very honest, because this is a very honest conversation. That is so that we can, both you and I, can both improve the way we handle our food. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your hygiene when it comes to handling fresh foods, especially your vegetables, your fruits, your fish, your beef, your chicken? How do you handle, forget about the market or public spaces, you in your house now, how do you keep your foods? How do you wash them? How do you clean them? That's the first question I'm asking. And then when you actually go to the market and you buy food, I know someone who, when she buys meat, she washes her meat with salt. Another person I know, a friend of mine, she washes hers with lemon. Fresh lemon, you know. And in her own explanation, or to her own, to the best of her knowledge, that is to, you know, disinfect and clean whatever impurities that the beef or the chicken had picked up from the market because of the unhygienic conditions in our markets. So the big question I'm asking on this hour is, how can we actually improve food handling in our public markets? You know what our markets look like. You know the market men and women that we have and how they handle and preserve our foods. What can be done to improve how we handle food so that people know to be better hygienic when it comes to food, the things that you put in your mouth? Some people say, not only ajebota, they worry about that one. But you don't understand that when diarrhea comes, or food contamination or food poisoning comes, it doesn't ask if you're an ajebako or if you're an ajebota. It deals with you the way it would deal with just about anybody across the world. So that's the conversation on this hour. You can call in now. The phone lines are open, 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. I'm asking how you think we can improve food handling, especially in our public markets. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. We're also streaming live on Facebook and Twitter, so you can join the conversation on there. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Good afternoon, Daddy.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Yes, the discussion is an interesting one. For most of us, we neglected it. Although, sorry for the incident that happened to you, United. Thank God that nothing
Thank
more than
you,
that happened
my brother.
To you. Yes. These are the topics that most people neglected because of the nature of where we find ourselves. However, hygiene should be paramount in anybody's life. Yes, personal hygiene should be paramount. Even scripturally, it is speculated that somebody should be clean, both morally, physically, and otherwise. But when it comes to food handling, it's in different areas, because most people, even if you say that you are very much careful at your home, how you handle your own food, what of outside, when we sometimes, or occasionally, went to go and eat outside? How are we sure that those who handle or who prepare the food at the kitchen, that the environment to which they prepare the food is well kept? Like, there is a scenario where one is preparing food and the person that is preparing the food is a caterer. He's smoking like a cigarette in his mouth, because you see that he cannot be able to prepare such thing if he's not gingered or perhaps. So he would be smoking, and under the table where he's preparing, there is rats under the table running around, picking up some this thing, fragrance that fell out of the table. So in such instances, we don't really know what happens behind the scenes. But when, what we see is a well-garnished food presented before us, but we don't know that what we are eating has been contaminated somehow. So these are the areas too that one needs to be very careful. Then secondly, at home, like me personally, most women do such mistake. They will go to market, they will cut vegetable and water leaf. So, you know, they will cut it in the market and immediately they get home, they will just pour it inside the water and just put it inside the pot like that. I think it is not the best way. It's not the best way. I'm saying this to most of our wives and our mothers. It is best to get vegetable, come back home, you wash it out thoroughly. That is personal hygiene. Well, because those vegetables have some particles that is wrapped up on them. And if one did not properly wash them, you can cut those dirty altogether. And when you wash it, there is a tendency that you may not wash it well. So as you cook all those things, at the end of the day, one is eating food poisoning. So it is properly that people take this into consideration when it comes to personal hygiene. I think it's a very nice topic which will help a lot of people to deliberate on it.
Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. We're also streaming live on Facebook and Twitter. On Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. On Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. How do you think we can improve food handling in our public spaces, in our individual homes, in restaurants? I mean, that is a very valid point. You go out to eat. Someone was telling me recently about his own experience. You go out to eat food, you don't know what their hygiene is like, you know. You don't know if they use clean water to cook. You don't know if they wash their vegetables well. You don't know if they wash their proteins well, you know. You just eat, having faith that, you know, apart from the way it tastes, it's actually been prepared in a hygienic and a proper way. But sometimes it's not the case. Like, you know, someone was sharing a story earlier, recently with me on in that regard, having to go buy food somewhere. It tasted nice, but all of a sudden, you know, diarrhea started and everybody linked what was happening to him and the reaction he was having to the meal that he had. So you want to even want to begin to pay attention to what public eating spaces are like and how they prepare their food. Is it hygienic enough? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Gabby.
You're welcome.
Gabby, I had this experience 2 years ago when I attended one birthday party. There was an old woman at 8 years old birthday party. They brought sick there, got that sick. You know where I find myself? In the hospital. I find myself in the hospital. I spent 3 days in the hospital.
Wow.
And before that time, when somebody tested that cake and asked me not to eat the cake, that the cake is not good, I visited and I ate that cake. Gabby, I started having so much bite. After that, you know, if not God, though, since that time, even if it is the best cake in the world, people should be trained on how to handle food. Food handling is very important. Very, very important.
All right.
But sometimes if I go to buy something from you, they're looking at your appearance, your outlook, and the environment where you sell your things, then I can determine if you are a hygienic person or not. My name is Chimbroma. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing, Chimbroma. I'm glad that you're okay. Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Hello. Good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
This is Akuku from Abokiti.
All right.
So let me say one of my greatest over you people. You listen to me every morning when I call money crosser. Your man always cut my call. I'm not happy over it. If you want to let him tell me to stand until after the call, they have to pick my call. This is what I want to say now. Please let him pardon me. Whatever happens, thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay. Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
My name is Takisi.
All right, please turn on the volume on your radio and go ahead.
Okay, I've not done that. Okay, yeah, based on the issue at hand, you see, there is no legitimate way or no proper way of determining this food hygiene and all that, because it is only God that tells us from what we eat and all that. You can even go to a restaurant where the restaurant is very neat, as neat as whatever you can think of. But the process of preparing it, they are eating, is something else. So it is only God that saves us from what we eat. That is my submission.
Thank you very much. But should we just rely on God, you know, when it comes to the foods that we eat? Can't we take that much responsibility for ourselves and the things that we eat? Can't we hold, people like us, can't we hold them accountable to the things that we eat, the quality of food that we eat? You know, again, I always wonder, why do people not pay attention, especially when they're preparing public food? Is it because you're preparing it for people and it doesn't come? I don't know. It beats me. This reminds me of an experience I had. Well, it wasn't a personal experience. I was very young then. It was many, many years ago. I was walking down a certain street going to my mom's. I was going somewhere. Can't even remember. I was walking down a street. You know how back then, now we have buka. You know, people have maybe a canopy or a small bacha-like, you know, place. They just arrange, put canopy here, use one tarpaulin, cover this side, and boom, you can sit down and eat, right? Then it wasn't like that. Then you could just put a table on the side of the road. Just put a table, put your cooler on top of it, and that's it. Put your plates on one side. People can come, just have one small bench. So then she had a small bench, one bench here, one bench on the other side. She had a table, normal wooden table. She just put her cooler there. Her rice and stew, and then her plates, and that's it. People come there and people buy food and eat, right? That's how it used to be many years ago. So I'm walking down the street and there's a woman like that just on the side of the road. She had a table just on the side of the road, literally. And her table had her rice and stew, her spag, and then her plates, obviously. And then there was a bench here, there was another bench here. So while I was walking past, her baby I think the baby had pooped, right? A small baby, that child should have probably been 1 year old or even less. And so the baby had just squatted to poo and the baby had finished pooing. The woman goes there and picks up, she looks around her area, her vicinity, and sees this old nylon, picks the nylon, wipes her baby's butt and uses the same nylon to pack whatever and threw it in the gutter just a stone's throw from where she was and where the baby was. And the baby went on, wore her shorts and started running around the plane. Literally, this woman, that same hand she had used to clean her baby, she took that hand and wiped it on her wrapper, you know, or her skirt, whatever she was wearing, wiped it. You know how you wipe your hand? Imagine you wash your hands and you want to wipe it dry and you're wiping on your trouser or your skirt. That's exactly what she did. She didn't wash her hands. She just wiped it left, you know, up, down, back, front. And she went back to her table. There was someone who was waiting to eat. The person was on his phone. He was sitting on the bench and was, you know, pressing his phone, right? This woman goes back to her stand, picks up a plate. Now, she serves her rice and stew with her spoon. You know, you use a spoon and you serve. But you know how they used to cook, they used to prepare boiled spaghetti and stew, right? So she used that same hand, dipped it in her cola, and, you know, fetched out a small portion of spaghetti, put it on the plate, and then picked up a spoon and put stew on top and gave this young man to eat. The man picked it up and started eating. Yo, this, I mean, I can't even tell you how that scarred me. Maybe that's why I don't like to eat in you know, small bookers, and I don't know. Maybe that's why, because I have been scarred, I tell you. And it makes me still ask the question, why don't we pay attention to proper food handling, especially for food business owners? So you sell food, or you sell vegetables, you sell fruits, you sell beef or meat. Why don't we pay attention? Is there a reason behind that? I really want to know, because I want to believe that anyone who's going to put anything in their mouth will want to be sure that what they're eating is clean and healthy for them. So why do people do that? especially food business owners. Why? Why is that such? I don't know. I honestly don't know. Good afternoon. Oh yeah, please do hold call back. A couple of messages on WhatsApp and we'll get to our social media platforms. Remember, we're streaming live so you can watch us as you drop your comments in real time on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3PH, on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Ogochukwu from Port Harcourt says, I buy fresh fruits from the market and from veggies to meat products. Immediately I come back home, I wash everything with salt and keep them frozen in the fridge until I'm ready to cook them or eat them. I don't even cut my veggies in the market like most shoppers do. My family hardly eats out, so I put all these into consideration when thinking about food hygiene. I remember last month I took my daughter for her exam and I had to wait for about 3 hours for her to finish. I was so hungry, but I couldn't eat the African salad being sold by a lady across, since I was very conscious of the hygiene. The only thing on my mind was diarrhea, so I would rather suffer a few hours hunger pangs than bear the brunt of diarrhea. Yeah, thank you for sharing that with me. Let's see. Suke Fabara from Port Harcourt says, how much can we do? We should eat more of homemade food and cool food well. Wash hands and fruits well before eating. Avoid cheap foods. At the end, we should pray. We should pray and believe God. This God has seen something in our hand. Yeah? Everything we pray and believe God. Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
My name is Kuti, calling from Port Harcourt.
Go ahead.
All right. I think we have problem in this nation. Like this hygiene you're talking about. Do you know the common language that Nigerians use? They say, that made the king like a man.
Yeah.
They strongly believe that no matter what you eat, your gene, everything is so strong, you cannot die. Is it right that somebody will be eating bread? Sometimes you get the fly's leg. Sometimes you'll be eating bread, you see some sand and maybe ants or some flies inside the bread people are eating. Because it is commercial, people do not care to see this thing will help people, whether they die, they will not die. Nobody got time. After all, they do it for people. That is why sometimes when you see people, all these mama put them, the people call them, sometimes you get some hairs, women hairs, attachments, and these other things inside, they feel all right. And people are eating. And people no longer care about it. What is them eating now? Don't bother. All these things, what can be now? What is no concern? You know, life is a matter of taking care of things. God has given you life to please, but you have to take care of it. Now, as all this thing is happening, what the truth about it? You see, as you are commenting, act as many that are talking this now, ask their wife. They are into it. They care not. And when all these things are happening, some people cannot even understand what you are talking.
Thank you for sharing. Good afternoon.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good afternoon.
Mr. Zion, you'll be my final caller. Go ahead.
This school of health, what are their responsibilities and what are they for? And we don't value them. The school of health and nothing. And number two, these people that go into the food business, why did they find themselves there? After all, no job. Would they suffer? We could just find something they do. Look at the poverty mentality. And how do you expect the health of those people to be like? In Ghana, even you that is selling mai-mai, there is inspector that will inspect you. You register through that inspector. They have a folder. Anything that goes wrong, you call them. They come there to inspect the environment. Can we apply that in this country? Or everybody just after the national cake? What we put into our stomach matters a lot. And the more we look down on them, the more we get ourselves into unknown sickness and disease. Have you checked those people roasting on the streets, on the side of the road, here in Port Harcourt? Do you see how people are whacking the corn without even concern who is roasting the corn? The smoke, they don't even care. Give me pear, madam. Give me coconuts. They don't even consider their health ground or the health standard of that environment. Mm. Health sanitary workers, these people should rise up to the occasion. To a large extent, I even found out that this people only goes to a company where we give them money. When they will give them money, if you can give them money, that is when they will recognize. But I think if this people can stand up and start doing the needful, we will get it right, Mrs. Zion.
Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts, Mrs. Zion. A few more messages. God Day says, okay, that's not for this conversation. I'll just take one last comment and we'll wrap it all up. Tony says, thank God for you, my sister. That was a scary experience because if it had happened in the village, nobody would believe it was food poisoning. For me, I had to cut down from eating roadside foods by about 80% since when I discovered there was woman's hair on the rice and stew I bought. I discovered this on three different occasions and who knows about other ones when I was not paying attention. Thank you, Tony, for your comments as well as every other one who sent in the comments on WhatsApp, on Facebook. I appreciate you as well as on Twitter. Our time is up and we have to wrap it up now. Just pay more attention to your food. Be more hygienic. Wash your hands. Wash your foods properly. That's the key word before you eat. I'm Gabriella.